You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Right, we are joined by a very special guest here on The One this morning. We have Thea, who's coming on to talk about their multi-language project, Te Kahu. And we're going to be talking about, in particular, the most recent EP they've put out, which is called I Roto I Te Pō, I Roto I Te Ao. Morena, Thea, how are you doing?
Oh, kia ora, Ewa. I am doing well. It's nice to talk to you.
Yay! Nice to talk to you, man. Nice to talk to you. You're back in the country, which is fantastic. How does it feel to eat food that isn't juiced up with corn syrup?
Lol. Well, let me tell you, not sure if what my favourite thing is much better than that, but honestly, I've just, like, mince and cheese pies. Obsessed. Mm-hmm. Absolutely obsessed. That is what I have missed. And that's all I wanted when I was over in the States. So I come back and I'm like, yes, pastry,
mince
and cheese, yes.
Do they have, like, is there any, do they have, I mean, I know they have pies over there, but do they have mince pies over there?
No, for reals. Like, I have never met one. It is literally just, like, sweet pies, but they're amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the only mince is, like, at least that I was eating was obviously in Mexican or like chili and stuff. But yeah, they don't really, as far as I've experienced, they don't really do savory ones, which is wild.
That's crazy, man. I guess it is totally more of an English thing. But that's,
yeah, true.
That's ridiculous. I can't imagine going pieless.
I know, honestly, like I was actually twitching seeing as I was away for like 8 months, so that was the first thing that I literally had when I came back.
Oh, that's a good, very good I guess Kiwi first snack back.
Yeah.
Last time we talked in September about your track Bald Head under your own pseudonym Thea, we're talking about, yeah, that track. How have things been since then?
Oh my gosh. Well, when we were having a cordial, obviously I was calling you from the States, mm-hmm. when I released it, and now I'm back here. And it's been pretty wild. Like, I'm kind of mind blown because I'd actually been working on it since like November last year, but what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, sadly, it is still very much relevant because this country is munted politically. And so, yes, it still rings true today, the sentiment. And there'll be many more songs like this that I am working on that will come out.
Well, fantastic, because, of course, Bald Head is about Luxon being bald. Would you consider making accompanying tracks Old Head for Winnie P and Empty Head for Seymour?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, maybe a Momo Toto Māori Winston.
Mm.
That's really funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. These guys, you know, they're tearing up the country, but I think people are really starting to realize that they're just hurting everyone. Like, they're just incompetent. They're just stupid. Their whole sales pitch of being good for the economy clearly isn't working. And they're just aggravating everyone. Which I think is fantastic. Because we're getting some real... It seems like we're going to get some good solidarity out of this government. Which is better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hopefully everyone will be, you know, is running to kill the bill and send in their submissions. So, you know, Dunedinites, if you'd like to, you know, jump on that, make sure you go into Action Station or wherever and write your submission about why this government is shit and why we should be maintaining our rights as the indigenous tangata whenua of this nation.
And upholding our, 184-year-old treaty, which, you know, is honestly a real first for a lot of countries. And I think we should be proud of that and honour it in every conceivable way. And we'll leave it there. We'll get chatting just about the EP, I reckon. In the video and the press shots for this, you're wearing a lovely pair of low-top single-strap Mary Jane-type Doc Martens. Were they a recent purchase?
Oh, my gosh! Jeez, you're way onto it. Okay. Do you know Heaven by Marc Jacobs? It's one of my favorite brands. That was the Heaven collab with Doc Martens.
Oh, wow.
Fairly recent purchase. Mm-hmm. I got them last Christmas, and I just adore them because they've got the little teddy bear on them.
Mm.
I just thought it was a really cute kind of pure, I don't know, just really sweet way to be able to accompany the video with some nice clothing, you know?
Mm-hmm. As you always do. But I want to know, have they broken yet? Because I've had some new docks recently, and they are not up to the quality of the old ones.
Oh, no! Damn.
Yeah.
Well, karuhaewa, I'm sorry to hear. My ones are really, really hard to break in, but they are honestly, like, remarkable quality, I will say that.
Okay, that's
They're
good.
Very, very good.
That's good.
And they've got that really cool, like, earwear sole or whatever. But alas, I left them in Los Angeles with some friends because I could only bring back, like, one bag, and so I've still got two bags over in LA for all of my winter clothing for when I return for touring, because where I'm going in Turtle Island in Canada is snowing.
Oh, that's so sick. Turtle Island.
So, you know,
are there lots layers. Of, lots of turtles there, I assume? Or is it?
I actually don't even know, but that's like the indigenous name for Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a literal place called like Turtle, like an island.
Oh, no,
called
sorry.
Turtle Island.
No,
like in a lake
no.
or something. Oh, right. Oh, that's awesome. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick. The EP's name is I Roto I Te Po, I Roto I Te Ao, which means in the light, in the darkness. This is a bit of a serious question. Feel free to get vulnerable, up to you. But what do you think you've been in more of this year, the lightness or the darkness?
Oh gosh. I mean, I feel like in terms of my... Okay, if I'm to say, in terms of my career... Then, and, you know, obviously doing what I'm very passionate about, which I suppose is activism through music, mm-hmm. then, you know, obviously it's been quite fruitful, so that's been light. But the reasonings behind what I'm doing and, you know, what I'm feeling like, obviously, sadly, being back home, and especially with, like, the news that, you know, overnight, our dear light... of our Māoritanga, Whaia Debi, was subjected to yet another racist attack. I feel like that is, you know, the vibe is dark, which is really sad. But I'm hoping to punch through into the light with more political songs, because I believe there's hope in that, because obviously if we didn't have hope, we wouldn't be fighting. Mm-hmm. But then also I guess that's why it felt really right to release this EP for Te Kahu, because, you know, it's kind of nice. It's like a record of lullabies and all about love. And I just felt like, that was really important.
Mm-hmm. This EP is it's between 7 to 8 minutes and between... All of that is covered over 6 tracks. Now, did you go into this wanting to make a very short, trim little project, or did it just sort of happen?
Yeah, well, I'd been talking to my manager, Paula, who's also my bestie, and she, you know, I always talk to her about pretty much everything creative that I do, and we loved the idea of doing, like, being inspired by the idea of a triptych, like, you know, 3 panels of a, you know, art piece or a canvas or whatever. And so I'd actually came up with I Roto I Te Po, I Roto I Te Ao in COVID. I was just like walking along and came up with like the sentiment kind of thing, and then thought, oh my gosh, how cool would it be to accompany it with like a really cool a cappella intro and an outro, like on either side of it, that also, you know, stand for similar themes, but just like slightly different, obviously, like sub themes or whatever. Mm. And so I pretty much just did that. And I liked the idea that I, you know, could write in pal, which is a traditional way of writing, like kind of impromptu on the spot, usually only around 30 seconds long, and how that doesn't, you know, adhere, I guess, to the traditional, like, Pākehā way of writing, which is obviously, you know, like, 3 minutes, 30 or whatever. And, it just felt really good. And then, I didn't actually even plan on, you know, coming up with, like, a mini album per se, but the other thing that ended up really making it into, obviously, the mini album was the idea of doing kaufautanga, which are recitations, and then that came from when I was touring last year. You know, depending on the circuit you're on or whatever, you obviously get, like, really mixed audiences, and some of the audiences that I was performing to were, like, the majority of them were, like, Pākehā and, like, agricultural folks, you know? Mm-hmm. And so with very kind of little general understanding of reo Māori. And so I started, like, on certain waiata that I felt would be really powerful and hopefully they would be really moved by, I would recite like a verse in reo Māori, and then I would, you know, whakawhiti ki te reo Pākehā and try and, you know, I guess just say, like, the sentiment in English, and mostly it would be met with, like, a resounding, like, ah, oh, something like that. Like, they were really moved. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I know how beautiful our reo is, and I just really want, yeah, I think it's a beautiful tool for, like, decolonizing and getting rid of, like, you know, any racism. When people hear the sentiment in English, I mean, how can you not be moved, because our language is so metaphorical? So, yeah, I decided to, you know, do that for the first time ever, introduce English, obviously not in the actual songs themselves, but in the accompanying recitations. Yeah. So I feel like it's, yeah, a beautiful kind of piece of spoken word that accompanies each song, cool. Like a poem.
I actually had a question about that. I was going to ask you if you ever, I mean, I think it's awesome that you're taking people on a journey, but I was wondering, do you ever feel like you're sacrificing anything by including English on those tracks?
I mean, obviously I would love to, you know, not have to have English, but I feel like for the purposes of, and I probably won't do it again, you know, usually I'll write the sentiment in the YouTube description or whatever so people can read along. But I feel like maybe for the purposes of this, because it is, like, such a beautiful spoken word and kind of a lullaby, and I worked really hard on the sentiments to try and make sure that they at least conveyed, like, 99% of the beauty of what you experience if you're listening in reo Māori, then I don't feel like I've sacrificed anything on this. Like, I definitely wouldn't have done it if it wasn't, you know, up to my standards, and it feels really beautiful to be able to convey I guess the depth of meaning on these waiata, which all have to do with love, you know, for your whakapapa and for your ancestors and for your significant other, or, you know, just for the world around you and your identity, you know. So it feels right for this project.
I will say,
but it may not for any others.
Very fair. I will say, I love the theme of, I guess, lightness and darkness, and how that plays out in the oscillation between lullabies, as you mentioned, and then those really close spoken word moments, which are very ASMR-esque, like you are right on the microphone. I do love how that plays out, because it feels like lullabies are the lightness, and then in between you get those little dark spots, which are awesome. And I think this is reinforced by the incredible artwork on the cover of this. It was made by the incredibly gorgeous... it was incredibly gorgeous, and it was created by Jackie Broughton, who said of the work, a wahine wears kotuku feathers in her hair with korowai pew pew dripping in gold, protected by tupuna. He mana wahine. How long have you been aware of her work?
Oh, well, I found her this year, and I'm just so glad that I did. And so it would be maybe 5 months, and the second I saw her mahi, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to reach out to her. So as I tend to do with pretty much mostly everyone that I work with, I just message them on Instagram, and I told her the kaupapa, sent her the waiata, and she's amazing. She's a nanny, and in my opinion severely underrated. She's just beautiful, and she works, like, normally with, you know, you know, like, salvaged pieces of wood and or dishes. And in this case, the original piece of art is actually like a portrait in a gold frame as well. But we cropped it just down to the square, just so it would fit in nicely. And so that I can, you know, have the remainder of it kind of tapu in my home as well. So, yeah, she's remarkable, and it's been a total blessing to have her embody this record, and I think she just did it so perfectly as well.
She did. She really, really did. And, I mean, can't ask for a better cover, I reckon. I really want to thank you for your time.
I feel the same.
Oh, yeah. I really want to thank you for your time this morning. I just have a couple more questions for you. In the vid for the track I Roto I Te Po, I Roto I Te Ao, you're wielding this beautiful old-timey looking 1920s mic, which was created by, was it Jolie Holland or Jody Holland?
Oh, yes. Jolie Holland is my friend. Mm-hmm. She's a very famous, if you will, folk artist in her own right. You should look her up. Mm-hmm. But it's her personal mic that was created by this really cool manufacturer, which I wish I could remember right now. She did actually tag them on the post. But they have made mics for, like, Dolly Parton and, like, literally, they're incredible. I think I found the name of the business. I'm looking now.
It looks so sick. Like, it's gold. So this beautiful, huge, like, white cord. It's very 1920s looking. It's surprisingly small.
Yes.
You know, it's
it looks
cool.
Like Art Deco, eh?
Very Art Deco mic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you picked that up. Yeah, that was definitely like a highlight for me. I just felt if I used a normal mic, it definitely wouldn't, look as cool. Mm-hmm. It contributes to the vibe.
It does. I was I like the art of mic decoration. I chatted with someone recently who put a flower inside their mic stand, so it looks like the flower is blooming. The microphone is blooming out of a flower. It looked real sick.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that was Crystal Chan who did that. But yeah, I want to know what are your holiday plans, and do you have any shows coming up in the near future? Will you be gracing Oti Poti with your sound?
Oh my gosh, I would freaking love to. I think it depends on how I'm tracking with my record and getting everything finished, mm-hmm. as to whether I'll have time for shows or not. I've already played two, and then I was kind of just planning for my January to be stuck in the studio. So we'll see, but I definitely would love to do some shows before I head back over to the States in Feb to perform. And as far as my holiday plans, I will be closer to y'all in Te Waipounamu, and I'm going back to my hometown of Ōtautahi, which I'm really excited for because I've been away for, 8 months. So I'm really looking forward to seeing my whānau down there and, maybe like practicing some of my cooking skills or my baking skills with steam pudding, etc. Been looking up the recipes, Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a delicious time.
Yeah. Thank you. And I hope it will be for you as well for Te Wākarahi me te.
Oh, it will be. I'm going to make a little charcuterie board for me and my familia. It's going to be real fun.
Ooh, slay. I like that.
It's a good time, man. Some prosciutto, lots of cheese, some weird looking vegetables. It'll be good. It'll be real good.
Oh, slay. Artful.
Yeah.
Artful platter.
Try to be a little bit creative with it, eh? It's an experience. It's an experience. Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show this morning. It was very, very fun chatting with you. And best of luck with your holidays and your new album, which I'm no doubt we'll be having a chat about whenever it comes out.
Oh, kia ora e hua. Thank you so much for your tautoko. And aroha nui kia kouta katoe whakarongo mai ana. Much love to you all in Dunedin.
Thank you very much. Much love to you. And take care. And hopefully the States treats you well when you go back.
Oh, kia ora,
Karia.
Thank you.
Kia ora. All right, folks. That was Thea. We're talking about their new project, which they just came out with. A very, very, very new EP under their multi-language project, Te Kahu. Their new EP, I Roto I Te Po, I Roto I Te Ao. We're going to play the title track from this new EP for you right now, so stay tuned for that. We have Clowning Around coming up at 9:45. Then after that at 10, we have a live to air with Dan Jerris, which is going to be really, really fun. Here is Te Kahu. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Thank you.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.